So there are different theories of discrimination. There's disparate treatment, meaning that you've absolutely treated someone differently because of a protected status. But there is also, under the law, disparate impact, where you might have something that seems like a perfectly good idea, like, okay, you know, we found this new online test that purports to indicate, are you a good candidate for this job position or are you not? Well, a neutral test, if for some reason it has an adverse impact and seems to screen out minorities or seems to screen out women or men, as the case may be, that can be discriminatory under federal law. And finally, reasonable accommodation, which comes up with disability claims and also religious discrimination claims. The employer does have an obligation to interact with the employee and figure out, can I reasonably accommodate your disability or can I reasonably accommodate a religious practice, which, depending on the religion, often comes up as either an appearance thing, like wearing a hijab for Muslim women, for example, or you get into tricky issues with time off when you've got folks saying, well, this is a holy day and I need to take today off, and the employer's trying to decide, is that an undue hardship or do I have to accommodate? So let's start with disparate treatment. That's what most of us think of when you think of discrimination. It's okay that someone has been singled out, and they've been singled out because they're a minority or because they're female, because they're Muslim, something protected. And so disparate treatment, by definition, is intentional. The reason for the different treatment is that this person is a member of a protected class. And there are basically two methods of proof. There's direct evidence, and there's also what we call the McDonnell-Douglas shifting burdens of proof.